Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we meditate on your word, fill us with your spirit so that we may always commend ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was in my first year at seminary, I took a course on Christian spirituality, an introductory course. The course was led by Vic Fitzner, I think known to some of you here. I remember one lecture in particular where Dr. Fitzner was getting us to think about what the word trust means, especially as we use it in relation to God. And to help us understand, he told us about an aspect of his childhood growing up in the Riverland where his father was a pastor. Okay, picture this. In one of the rooms of the manse where they lived in Loxton, there was a large wardrobe. And young Victor and his siblings would climb the wardrobe and, with their dad waiting beneath, they'd take turns in leaping off the wardrobe into his waiting arms. Now, Dr. Fitzner described the freedom that this loving trust brought when he was a child. Victor and his siblings knew that their dad loved them, that their dad was strong to catch them, that they would be safe as they jumped from the top of the wardrobe. They knew that they could entrust themselves to him. A child leaping into the arms of his strong dad. That's a very memorable image. And Dr. Fitzner encouraged us to apply this imagery to God and to think about the freedom that comes as we trust God according to his gracious word to us in Christ Jesus, as we commend ourselves to God, to his mercy, to his strength, and to his love. Now, no doubt you've had your own experiences of what it's like to entrust yourself to another person, and perhaps you've experienced the freedom that comes when your trust has been vindicated. When this happens, we grow in love for the other person, and we can also grow in love for the wider human community. Perhaps, on the other hand, you've experienced disappointment. The disappointment that comes when trust is broken. When this happens, it can be very difficult to repair relationships, and we can be tempted to become cynical towards the whole human community, towards life. Well, tonight we have good news from the gospel. Our Lord Jesus entrusted himself to the Father, and as we will soon celebrate at Easter, his trust was wholly vindicated in his victory over death and the grave. This means that we, who are in Christ through holy baptism, are also free to entrust ourselves to the Father. We are free to live and to die in the sure hope that we will have this trust vindicated in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Well, let's hear again the last words of Jesus from the cross as they recorded in the Gospel according to St. Luke, these words we heard today. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. Now, the Psalms feature prominently in our Christian understanding of who Jesus is. When it comes to his suffering and death, Matthew and Mark both record Jesus and his cry of dereliction, my God, why have you forsaken me?" These are the opening words of Psalm 22. But in Luke's Gospel, the reading we just heard, Jesus takes up words from Psalm 31. Psalm 31, verse 5, to be more precise. And his last words before he gives up his spirit are this quote, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Jesus, in death, entrusts himself to the one who will bring him on the third day into the resurrected life. Now, we know as Christian people that Jesus' trust in his Father was wholly justified. On the third day, Jesus did indeed rise into new life, and so brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, through the proclamation of the forgiveness of sins in his name. Now, as Christian people who have received the gospel, who've turned back to God, and who receive forgiveness in Jesus' name, we, like our Lord, take the Psalms on our own lips. But even if we are on our own, when we pray the Psalms, we never pray them alone. It's the risen Christ who leads us in praying the Psalms. As we pray the Psalms, we pray them with Jesus, who used these words from Scripture in his own life of prayer, and who intercedes even now in prayer for us at the right hand of the Father. Now, this psalm that our Lord prayed as his last words from the cross, "Into your hands I commend my spirit," it's taken up by the church, especially in the prayer order called Compline, the form of night prayer used by Christians. It's part of our Lutheran church's heritage. It's also prayed by those living in monastic communities as we go into the quasi-death of sleep. In the order of Compline, after the brief reading from Scripture, verse 5 of Psalm 31, the same verse we heard today, is used as a response. And here's the modern wording in the Australian Lutheran Rite. "I put myself into your hands, Lord. I put myself in your hands. You have redeemed me, Lord, faithful God. I put myself in your hands. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I put myself into your hands." There's wisdom in the church taking these words of Jesus, taking his praying the psalm. There's wisdom in the church taking these words up as we face sleep. Because going into sleep is a preparation for going into death. We're in darkness, and we entrust ourselves to God as we go into the realm of being vulnerable, where we are no longer focused on the direct demands of life, and where we must wait to be woken up by the light of the morning sun. And so with our Lord, who has been through the darkness of death and who now lives in the light of the Father, we commend ourselves to the Father, trusting that just as he would keep us through the hours of sleep, he'll also raise us up on the last day into the resurrected life where death will be no more. Now, of course, even though Compline night prayer is part of the church's liturgical life, most of us don't pray the night prayer of the church. But most of us are familiar with the small catechism, and maybe we even use the morning and evening prayers from the small catechism in our devotional life. Luther also picks up these words from the psalm, the words which Jesus prayed in his morning and evening prayers. Here's a traditional wording. It's how both the morning and evening prayers end. "For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me." And here's the version, the more modern version, from the Australian Catechism. "I put myself and all I have into your hands. Send your holy angel to be with me so the devil will have no power over me." These same words of self-commendation that Jesus prayed that the psalmist prayed. These are the words that we pray. So not just with Luther, but also with Jesus. And we have encouragement to trust ourselves to God, knowing that in Christ, God will graciously receive us. By the way, if you go to the book of Acts, when Stephen is stoned to death, he prays, "Lord Jesus, I commend myself into your hands." If you're thinking about how the early church thought of Jesus, that they thought that when they're dealing with Jesus, they're dealing with God, there is a great example. Jesus commends himself to the Father. Saint Stephen commended himself to Jesus. So we are free to do this ourselves. When the young Vic Fisner leapt from the wardrobe into the waiting arms of his father, it was not a blind leap of faith. It was based on knowledge of his dad, of his dad's strength, of his dad's love, of his dad's commitment. And this is how it is with us and God. We don't entrust ourselves to God blindly. We know what God is like because we've heard the gospel. We know that God is merciful, that he forgives sins. We know that God is strong, that he has swallowed up death in victory. And we know that God is committed to us because the cross of Christ shows us the lengths that God has gone to win us back to himself. So, with our Lord Jesus and in him, with countless saints throughout the ages, with St. Stephen, with Luther, with our brothers and sisters in Christ to this day, let's commend ourselves to the Father and rest also this evening in the hope of the resurrection to new life that is ours in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.